You may have heard that the legendary South African singer Miriam Makeba died yesterday. She was best known for songs like this one, Pata Pata. There's something else she was known for, though, and we'd like to take a moment to play it for you. It's a speech that she gave before the United Nations General Assembly in 1963. Miriam Makeba was in her early 30s then. She sounds a lot younger, though, as she pleaded with world leaders to pressure the South African government to do away with apartheid.
I ask you and all the leaders of the world, would you act differently? Would you keep silent and do nothing if you were in our place? Would you not resist if you were allowed no rights in your own country because the color of your skin is different to that of the rulers? And if you were punished for even asking for equality? I appeal to you and through you to all the countries of the world to do everything you can to stop the coming tragedy. I appeal to you to save the lives of our leaders, to empty the prisons of all those who should never have been there.
After she spoke to the UN, Miriam Makeba's life changed. The South African government revoked her citizenship. She made a new home here in the United States. Makeba already had a close friend here in 1963, Harry Belafonte. We spoke with him earlier today.
Well, I worked with her for several days on that speech, and most of it was in her own voice, and it was very much her own thoughts. And she was quite anxious about appearing before the august body as the leaders of the world.
Harry Belafonte and Miriam Makeba grew even closer after she moved here. At the time, though, says Belafonte, the U.S. was going through its own chapter of racial turmoil, and he knew there were limits to how outspoken Makeba could be.
Our State Department would not have wasted any time in finding her apolitical, undesirable, and shipping her back immediately to South Africa.
Did you tell her how to tread carefully? Did you give her guidance along those lines?
Yes, I did.
What did you say?
I just said, I'll handle the politics, you handle the music.
And how did you handle the politics?
I spoke in her behalf and on behalf of the South African people, and I didn't incriminate her in any way.
Even after Miriam Makeba had some hits in the U.S. and built an audience here, she still thought of herself in simple terms. Here's Makeba speaking with our show 8 years ago.
Honestly, I'm just a little old lady, a little old singer. I'm not a politician. I just wish that people can be soldiers. Soldiers not to fight against each other, but to fight against poverty, illnesses, disease. Be an army for all goodness.
Miriam Makeba always said she was happiest when she was singing, and that's what she was doing when she collapsed yesterday on stage in Italy. She died of a heart attack at age 76.
When my trials are over and I'm stripped of all my ways, I'll be free.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.